It's going to be a very special festive event with live entertainment, a silent auction, and an opportunity to meet one of the most innovative educational programs to come to the Lehigh Valley. It is a celebration of the arts, May 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. Wait a minute, the reason for that celebration? The Arts Academy Charter School, founded by Dr. Tom Lubin, an arts-enriched middle school in Salisbury Township. The Arts Academy serves students in grades 5 through 8 and features an academic curriculum with classes in dance, figure skating, instrumental music, theater, vocal music, and visual arts. The school presently has more than 325 students enrolled throughout the Lehigh Valley. It is a tuition-free school with a definite focus on the arts. Oh, if I were only 10 years old again. Let's see, that would have been 1953. My life in the arts would have been enhanced greatly. I'm a bit jealous. Oh, this is WDIY 88.1 Allentown Bethlehem, and you are tuned in once again to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we welcome you. Today we chat with Jen LaBellarte, principal of the Arts Academy Charter School, and with a special friend, Maddie Bender, a sixth grade student of the school. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Hi, folks. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
It's good to have you. Good to have you. We were talking a little bit earlier. We'd like to talk a lot more about the school as well. But to kick off, the celebration of the arts is really what brings you here specifically today.
Yes, exactly.
Second annual?
Yes, it's our second annual celebration of the arts. We nicknamed it CODA. Uh-huh. It's shorter to say. And we're looking forward to lots of fun. It'll be an evening that is chock full of entertainment provided by our multi-talented staff and many of our students as well. And, you know, it's all to benefit the school, which is wrapping up its first official year in operation.
Yeah, because last year I was reading a little bit about the CODA last year, and it was a little bit different. You were going into the first year.
Right.
Setting it up, kind of framing the school for people.
Yes.
And now you've actually got a year under the belt.
Mm-hmm. It's a big change. We all know each other now.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Yeah.
Last year, a lot of the staff had just been hired. Uh-huh. We were not only meeting one another, we were meeting parents, prospective eager and trusting parents who mm-hmm. were willing to take the plunge with us and get us launched. And now we're there to celebrate what we see has happened.
And I would imagine to showcase a little bit of what's been achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With the entertainment, so will staff and students? I was curious.
Where it's not practical to bring the students, mm-hmm. for example, we're not going to lay out a sheet of ice. We may have video of our figure skaters. We have some footage from the awesome dance show that was held back in April, and that will be streaming. You know, that makes it sound very high tech, right? And we'll have some of the young singers performing mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. evening as well. Maddie said the dancers, she doesn't know, are dancing that evening, but
no,
probably on video you'll see
that. That's right.
Oh, but you'll be there, won't you, even though you're not
yes.
performing?
Yeah.
Good.
Meet and greet, mingle.
And catered by Maison Blanc. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds like a lovely, at Da Vinci Center.
Da Vinci Center. It's a great setting for us to mix. You know, a lot of people said, science?
Yeah,
you're an art
yeah,
school. But yeah. we're very strong and enthusiastic about our academics as mm-hmm. well. It's not just a place to go and dance and
yeah.
sing and act, although that's important and that is infused into the curriculum. We are also striving for a pretty rigorous curriculum,
right?
Comparatively. So
that's one of the things I wanted to ask about, because I'm sure with TV shows like Fame or whatever people imagine, an arts mm-hmm. high school or an arts middle school, yeah, exactly. We spend the day pirouetting and spouting poetry or whatever, but you guys work really hard. In fact, the younger students have their arts classes afternoon, older
students
in the morning.
We have them in the morning.
You have them in the morning?
And the 7th and 8th graders have them in the afternoon.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. And how do you spend the rest of the day then?
After, like, we come out of our arts in the morning, we go to two academic classes, and mm-hmm. then we have a lunch break, and then we go back into two more academic classes.
Okay.
And then we leave.
I'm tired.
Your most favorite, of course, is dance.
Yeah.
But what's your most favorite academic course class?
Math.
Math.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
really math.
It's my best.
I love to ask that, because I'm formally educated as a chemist, but yet theater is my true background, and it's interesting how technical you can get between one thing and another.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people don't imagine that mix. That's what's interesting about the charter school.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it just a coincidence that your math teacher is also your dance teacher, and that's why you like it, or no?
No,
oh, no, you have Mr. Hirsch.
Not my dance teacher.
Oh, all right.
Some of the dancers.
Because many of our teachers do both, you know, have both strengths. Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
And this language, I mean, again, for people to understand what's on offer, mm-hmm. 2 years of language,
yeah,
things like that.
We have French, a choice of French or Spanish for the 7-8 combination, which would equal one high school year of an academic year of a language. And then in sixth grade, they've been doing an exploratory in Latin.
Oh, wow.
So. It's been quite interesting.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, can you say anything for us in Latin, Maddie? Ooh, we should have practiced that. Huh?
No, salve, it means hi.
Okay.
To one person, but salute means hi to two people.
This is more Latin than I've ever known.
Yeah. Same here. Yeah, we're hoping it, you know, helps with understanding the derivation. You know, the etymology was really the focus, not to learn to speak Latin in, you know, 1 year. But
and what's your favorite style of dance? I mean, there's many. There's jazz and ballet and tap. Have you any particular?
I love them all. I can't pick one.
It's interesting to me, too, because on the one hand, we see arts being cut from so much of the public school programming or the sensitive or belt tightening. You know, that's the first thing that goes because it's not essential. Whereas studies have proven that actually it's quite important in terms of a child's future success, academic and otherwise.
Yes.
But this is interesting because you guys sound like you're getting a wonderful academic program. And also this tremendous emphasis on arts that reflect your interests, because you chose to audition or to go here.
Yes.
Yeah. And were your parents supportive?
They were very supportive. They introduced it to me, and I was like, I don't know, because I love my old school, but I really love this school because it's like I get to do what I love, so it's fun.
Now, if you didn't have this school, if we didn't have the charter school in the arts, you would have to be going to a regular school, but what would you do to satisfy your dance needs?
Well, I would, like, go to after, like, to actual dance school, like, and I do that at studios, but I guess, like, it wouldn't be as much and, like, as much fun, because I get to hang out with, like, friends in dance and get to do stuff with, like, projects with them, and
so it's, like, all combined into one. Yeah. I don't really have to worry about. Okay.
And I imagine it makes school more engaging. I mean, what you love becomes part of your school day as well.
It's great to see a lot of the projects that are interdisciplinary when they're, I don't know if you can think of one offhand. It's hard to do that.
Well, like for dance, we have like actual dance projects where we make up dances. But then we have like two classes, dance history and dance appreciation, where we learn about dance and like its history and who founded it. And we did a project on a certain, like we got to pick a person that we learned about and we did a project on them, on with who they worked with and like what they did and how.
Who did you pick?
Who did I pick? Loe Fuller. And she, she had, like, the cape thing, and she, like, made lighting look really cool and reflect off of her.
Hmm.
That's really cool.
But so this is the kind of class that you wouldn't be taking in an after-school dance class. No. So you're learning a context for this and learning about the field, right?
Sneaks in history.
You're practicing English in your dance classes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you practicing dance in your English classes?
Sometimes.
Yes.
A little bit.
I've seen some projects, you know, to incorporate, let's say, brochure presentation or marketing and English skills. And, of course, they let them pick their art form. And so they're completely jazzed about doing it. I often get called in to look at this or that project, and they're always pretty exciting. So.
And we forget because we're talking to Maddie, we're talking a lot about dance, but Jan, what else is other disciplines, obviously?
Oh, right. The other ones are figure skating, which is quite an adventure this year for everyone to learn about. That program has developed quite a lot under Coach Hickey, and they go over to the steel rink. They just recently had a lovely show where they presented the work of the young students, and it tones a lot of things, you know, their muscles and their minds, and learn. And throughout all of it, throughout all the arts, I think the important thing they learn in middle school is, you know, the sense of discipline. It's called an arts discipline in every aspect, and that's really what they're learning and what they'll take away with them, regardless of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But the other art forms would be theater, arts, of course, music, instrumental and vocal.
Okay.
And then visual arts, drawing, painting, sculpting. Of course, we're just building up this year.
We're all intrigued, you know, even with the High School of Performing Arts, we're intrigued with ice skating. It's an actual discipline that that we didn't realize as an art form, but it truly is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, as a dancer, are you interested in skating as well?
I like skating because, like, we have our normal arts for 4 days, and then on Friday we get to, like, switch arts and do something different. And I've done figure skating, and it was a lot of fun. Coach Hickey, he's an awesome guy.
Yes.
That's really interesting. So Fridays are our switch-off days, so they can also explore.
Right, that's what we've done this year. And we're looking at a slightly different model, but it's still important in the middle grades to have exploration, even though, you know, when you're 10 and you're sure that all you want to do is dance, you might find something different when you're 11 or 12. So we want to make sure they rotate and try out a variety of arts. The fifth graders next year will be in actually two art forms.
Okay.
In a structure that is still under construction.
And the ice skating, I understand, is fairly uncommon for a charter arts school offering. I mean, this is one of your signature
additions. I don't know of too many else in the country where you could do that as part of your school program. And so it's a great opportunity for the students. And we've had quite a few switch over because they'll go and try it and say, wait a minute. It's a great way for young rambunctious students, for example, to burn off some energy, and they come back and they're better able to be focused on their academic studies.
It's interesting because a lot of physical activity and such is also what's getting cut from school programs these days.
Yeah.
That very kind of
exactly.
activity.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
We just wanted to mention very quickly that the Celebration of the Arts will be held May 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. and it will be held at the Da Vinci Science Center. Ah, so wonderful in middle school to enhance their artistic images, creations. The Arts Academy Charter School is very new. We're a year and a half. Is it more than that?
No, we're just a year and a half since the charter. But this is our first academic year. We're closing. You know, learning everything every day. It's something new, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we are going to return shortly with more on the Arts Academy Charter School after this salient message.
Hey, it's us, Click and Clack. Is your car spring cleaning looking too daunting this year?
Not if you lend me your flamethrower.
Well, if it's time for new wheels, consider donating your old car to this station through the Car Talk Vehicle Donation Program. For details, call 866-789-TMCP.
TMCP?
Yeah, take my car, please.
That's 866-789-8627.
For more information, visit our website, wdiy.org.
This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY Allentown, and we are celebrating the arts with principal, but nonetheless also actor and playwright Jan LaBelle-Arte, and with Maddie Bender, a sixth grade student of the Arts Academy Charter School. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hi, guys. We were just talking on the break a little bit, too, about some other things that are coming up in the summer. The auditions actually for the school. But something I did want to revisit quickly because we're talking about the balance of academics and arts.
Okay.
Jan, you were pointing out that too, for public perception, for people to understand what we're doing here, the faculty, for instance, is certified, professional certified faculty.
Right. They're PA state certified teachers of all academic subjects in which you can have a certification.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, our figure skating teacher does not have a certification, but there isn't one. So that's just an example. But any subject that we teach is taught by a certified teacher.
And this is a public school.
And it's a public school. Yeah. We are under all the mandates of the state. We just enjoyed a month-long foray into PSSA testing with all the rest of our educational compatriots. And, you know, the Keystone algebra exam, some of our eighth graders will be doing this week. So we cover all those bases as well.
And it's a free public school. This isn't
no tuition.
A private. Kind
right.
of, you know, yeah.
Right.
Which brings us then, I guess, really to the auditions and the process of how a student like Maddie comes to be here.
Well, you can always, of course, first stop everywhere today is the website, and that contains our admission drop-down where you can get an application. It starts with the application, then we schedule an audition. We're having one more this week to round out next year's class. And we, you know, use a pretty structured rubric. The students meet with an academic and an art teacher in the event that that's not the same person, because a lot of our teachers teach both. They're there because they love the arts as well. So they would have a brief interview, it was maybe 10 minutes,
yeah.
and you can they demonstrate
you,
your art.
Yeah, they asked you some questions, and then they asked if you would like to demonstrate your art, and I did.
Yes. Were you scared?
A little bit. I was nervous at first, but then, like, we started talking, and, it was fun.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So that's the process.
Because auditions can be scary.
Yes, we all know that. Yeah. Performers love those. So, yeah, that's the process. And then we really just trying to match up, as our executive director, Bill Fitzpatrick, likes to stress, that it's a three-way, you know, match up. You've got to have the student really wants to be there, and it all works much better with the passion of the student, that we view them as a student that belongs there, and that the parents are supportive of that choice. Because even though there's no tuition, it requires a little bit extra, occasional ride here or there, or, you know, just a little more.
Yeah, I was looking at the calendar online, actually. You're busy guys.
Yes.
Her eyes get big. Yes. In fact, summer, you've got some things coming up for the summer in enrichment, arts enrichment camp.
We wanted to make it available to some youngsters, if you're thinking down the road, as we have many parents already thinking about the school, give them a chance to get a taste of the school. So this is a 1 week at a time summer arts enrichment camp, and it's geared for students entering grades 3, 4, or 5. So that by the time they're really making the choice, they will have been in the building. It will be taught by our teacher, our teaching staff. And if anyone's interested, they can contact the school at 610-351-0234, and someone can help them out with information. Or it is also on the front page of our website.
Okay, and the school's located on Emmaus Avenue in Allentown, right?
Yes, the mailing address is Allentown. It's in Salisbury. It feels like Fountain Hill. It feels like Bethlehem. You know,
it's the best of all.
It's all, it's everything to everyone.
So it's interesting to me too. Again, that in the first year, you know, because as you said, you're still discovering it's under construction. And Maddie, I include you in this too, for being one of the pioneering students of the school. What were some of the surprises this year, or things you were most proud of, or kind of the memorable things, the things that'll stick with you?
I think that all the shows that, like, every art performed was really memorable, because it's the first year of the school. That's, like, really big that it's the first year. And making all new friends, and, like, not people, like, people who think that you're different, but they're the same as you. Like, they do the same thing. Like, people thought that you might be different, like, at your old school, like, where there's no arts, but then you go to an art school and everyone's the same. And like, we're the same, but we're different.
Sure, sure. That's interesting. But you have a community, a supportive community, both in the school and in your friends. Yeah.
Yep.
And of course, there's always a spring a vocal concert.
Showcases,
there's a spring instrumental concert. There's the theater showcases. I'm sure that there is a gallery exhibition of some work.
We had that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
We used our basement as the gallery.
They're still
all over. It's wonderful.
So there's a celebration in the arts all year round.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Jan, what for you has been? I know what. Because you would have been in on the ground floor planning this, obviously.
Absolutely,
and, you know,
I was.
What it was
yes.
going to be.
And hi, the staff, I think, you know, I love the kids. Of course, we all do.
Yeah.
I think I'm so proud of the staff, that it's such a multi-talented staff. And they amaze me because they hardly ever say no. They want to do, they come up with things frequently. I'll have to rein them in and say, we can only do so much. You're still human, you know. But they just give. They love it. They're excited. You know, we've all built it together. So that sense of community and being in on the ground floor has been, you know, clearly once in a lifetime experience. I don't have the energy to do it again. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be it for me anyway. I don't know.
And they're all practicing professionals. Well, most of them are practicing professionals.
Yes,
for example, our good friend of ours, Joanne Bassist, who teaches theater, has taught at St. Thomas More, and she is a fine actress.
Great actress.
So all of those things are lending them together for the student's sake, I'm sure.
Exactly. We have one of the theater teachers in the show at Civic now. We have our dance teachers frequently will go to teach at studios in the area. So they are, you know, we encourage the students 100% to remain involved in the other arts opportunities available to them. Some of them can't. Their families don't have the funds, so I feel very happy and proud to be part of a school that provides that opportunity for those who can't, for whatever reason, go to the other opportunities. But if they can, we certainly want them to be in the dance studios and the other theater opportunities and PYT, Civic, PA Playhouse, wherever you know they've been involved. We want to maintain that.
And it's interesting, too, in terms of response from the community. You're full. I mean, you the demand was certainly there. It's not like you had to find an audience for this.
No.
They were there waiting.
Right. It's been received very warmly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not to say there wasn't a process with some students who we think, you know, the parents just thought, I want them out of the school, so I'll put them here. It'll be great. And that doesn't always work. It has to be a student that is passionate about the arts.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's settled itself out and we're finding our way.
Yeah.
An interesting note, too, is that how wonderful it is to go from the fifth to the eighth grade going to an arts academy and then being able to continue your education,
possibly,
if you're eligible, onto a high school.
Yeah.
Just imagine, you know, we have so much great talent here in the Lehigh Valley already. And now all of a sudden we're training our young people at age five. Or, no, I mean, grade five.
Right, grade five, yeah.
Well, grade five, too. Maybe.
If they come to the summer program.
That's right. And we're training them that early so that when they're graduating from high school and going into university or college, and we have some excellent ones in the area who are centered on the arts as well, how the kind of people, the kind of artists that will be coming out of the Lehigh Valley is just astounding. It is now, but it will be even greater in the next 10, 20 years.
I think, just correct me if I'm wrong, too, the other thought I had was thinking of what you said, Maddie, about friends and feeling like, instead of in another school, feeling like people might think you're different, but here you suddenly kind of make sense. I think often we adults realize that the arts, we could go on and on, a whole other show about what it does for a student, even if you don't pursue a profession.
Yes.
Confidence, life skills, job skills. But Maddie, I never thought about it in terms of it almost being an underserved population of student, a special needs student in a very strong way.
Yeah.
It's so clear you enjoy it. Jeez. Would you recommend it? I mean, clearly you love it.
I love it.
Do you think it's changed? How do you think it's going to change your life in a way in the future? I mean,
I feel like more people will, like, be friends instead of, like, at my old school, there were people who thought that I was kind of weird because I'm really flexible, so people thought that I was kind of weird like that. But now, like, at Arts Academy, it's like everyone's the same and everyone is special, but in their own way.
I still don't think they're all as flexible as you.
That's one of Maddie's special ways of special.
Yeah.
Maddie, have you brothers or sisters?
I have a little brother. He's 5 years old.
Oh, are you going to encourage him to go to charter school?
Yeah, I think he would be in music.
Like, okay.
He would probably be in music because he likes the drums and stuff. He likes to play that kind of instruments and stuff.
Okay. Are your parents artistic in any way? I'm always curious about that, too.
Not really.
No.
I mean, my mom was a dancer.
Oh, okay.
And her two sisters were dancers, so I kind of, like, went to the same studio and still do that.
Interesting.
Oh. My dad, I don't think he's a dancer.
He's just smart enough
he's
to spend a lot of time around dancers.
Smart.
He's spending time with dancers. Wise man. And before we run out of time, I do want to revisit, you guys, just one more time, the celebration of the arts, because for folks to know, I noticed in the invitation, it specifically says it's not just for faculty and the folks involved with the school, but for friends of the arts, us in the community.
Absolutely.
Want to actually come meet you all and find out more about it.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to chat and see some of the arts in action and support the school. And even if folks can't make it, they can help out.
Yeah.
Tickets are available online, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 6 to 9 on May 31st, again at the Da Vinci Science Center, which is a great setting and an interesting setting.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. The event was held there last year as well,
I know.
Catering, food, entertainment, silent auction. I didn't mention silent auction.
Yes, there'll be a lot of fun things to bid on.
I would imagine.
And
that's from the Lehigh Valley.
From the community. We've had some baskets created by students and
baskets.
Families.
Yeah. Wow.
What was your theme?
My theme was chocolate.
Chocolate?
And I really wanted to eat it, but I had to give it in.
But you could go and bid on that chocolate basket.
Before Maddie does.
Oh, there's a basket there. There are.
And the parents have been really, I would imagine, this is such a special focus program, very supportive
very supportive.
These ways, too.
Yeah. We, in fact, what you might not expect, we just had a field day because we do also want to hit the sports and all aspects of the student. We have PE program and health, and we had a field day. A lot of parents came out to volunteer.
Excellent.
They had fun passing those water cups.
I loved it.
It was really fun, Maddie. Super well.
We were out there with the chocolate.
Bunch of artists on field day. That was great. With their parents helping.
Fabulous.
Incidentally, if you want to learn more and keep up with the activities of the Arts Academy Charter School, you can do so at their website. It's arts-cs.org. And there's an Arts Academy update on there all the time where you can see what's happening at the school, what special events and what events you can get involved in. It's the Arts Academy Charter School at 1610 East Emmaus Avenue in Allentown. We want you to become more aware and available to see and support the arts through them, through Celebration of the Arts, May 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. Today we were chatting with Jan Labalarte, the principal of the Arts Academy Charter School, and with Maddie Bender, a sixth grade student. Thank you for listening.